In a world full of noise and distractions, who do you turn to for uplifting conversations, deep insights, and meaningful discussions? Welcome to the Kingdom Living Podcast, where we talk about faith, purpose, and societal issues from a kingdom perspective.
Hi guys, thanks for tuning in again to another episode of the Kingdom Living Podcast. We are always happy when we see you connect and listen to the message we have to share on this platform. It's been a while. Yes, it's been about a week, 2 weeks ago since we uploaded the last episode, which was the fourth of our goals that we are setting for the year. And today we are happy to share with you the fifth goal. Looking back, we have said we want to stop complaining as first. We want to cultivate this virtue called patience. We want to cultivate humility. We also want to cultivate boldness. And today we are setting the last goal for the year based on the scripture. You can imagine which goal, you can guess it. I mean, last week we were celebrating Valentine's Day. I hope you were able to have a good time with your family, with your partners, with those that love you, those around you. And that you were also able to spread the love, you know. I was entering the office last week and I wished my colleagues a happy Valentine's Day. Funny enough, they didn't really know, or at least they didn't express it that way as if that day was Valentine. But to me, it was a way to also, you know, show the love of God. It was a way to center love in our conversation. So I wish them a happy Valentine's Day, also causing them to know how important it is that we are intentional about our love towards one another. So being intentionally conscious about love, that's the way I formulated it in the office. And I guess that also shaped the way they see Valentine's Day, or in general, they understand love. Talking about love as Christians, I think this is a very essential quality that God wants us to cultivate as Christians. You know, as Christians, we need to know that God is love. Without love, we don't know God. Without love, our knowledge of God remains incomplete. We are limited. But as we embrace love, we invite God's presence to dwell within us, to deepen our understanding of Him. Because 1 John 4 tells us that God is love. And if we don't have love, we don't have God. So no matter what we may be doing or however faithful we are in service, etc., if these things are not done in love, we do not know God. Because ultimately, God is love. So let us prioritize the pursuit of walking in love above all else. I'm anchoring this goal on Ephesians 5:1-2. It tells us, and walk in love, as Christ also has loved us and giving himself to us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling aroma. I love the way Paul formulated this in this verse, a sweet-smelling aroma. So if it wasn't for Christ, we wouldn't have a sweet-smelling aroma before God. Our aroma would be more or less smelling. It wouldn't be, you know, positive. It wouldn't be a positive smell. It would be an order. So the thing that Christ did here too is love, sacrificing himself. He created the sweet smelling aroma. His blood literally gave our presence before God a sweet smelling aroma. So when we connect with Jesus Christ, when we walk in love, we increase in the sweet-smelling aroma. People begin to smell God in us and through us. If, however, we do not walk in love as Christ also loved us, and gave his life for us as a sacrifice, our aroma will definitely be stinking. You know, in the realm of love, evil cannot have foothold. Fear disappears. So because fear is also a smell, it's a spirit, right? But the moment the spirit of fear smells this sweet-smelling aroma in us through the love of God in us, it disappears, it vanishes. This is what I believe. And because of that love, there is a sort of confidence, you know, because we mirror the love of God also unto others, there is a confidence we carry. That is the confidence of the just. That's the confidence of the righteous. Knowing that you have done what you should be doing. You love. You are walking in love. So you cannot be shaken. This ultimately helps us to just walk fully in our God's given calling. Well, love serves as the foundation that justifies our faith as well. You know, before we can even walk in that calling, we need faith, we need boldness. But without love, our faith will lie dormant. Indeed, love being inseparable from God unlocks the secrets of faith capable of moving mountains. So if we aspire to elevate our faith this year, we want to move those mountains, we want to push away those challenges, we want to overcome those impossibilities, then we have to love. We have to increase in the God kind of love. So not merely to those that are close to us, we should show love. I don't know if on Valentine's Day, you were just wishing people around you, your partner, etc., happy Valentine's Day. Or you also show love to those that you don't really know. That is unconditional. That is sacrificial. And that mirrors the love of Christ, which Christ demonstrated by laying down his life fully for us. Now, a question I would like to ask is, are we prepared to give of ourselves so that others will experience the fullness of God? True love necessitates giving. You know, it says, Christ also has loved us and has given himself. So there is a sense of giving, not only of tangible resources, but also of time, emotions, and more. So the path to following or to walking in love lies in imitating Christ in 2024. Through diligent studying and practical application of God's word, we will be able to cultivate a Christ-like love within ourselves, which in the end we'll also share with others. I love the way Apostle Paul puts it. He says in 1 Corinthians 13, 4-7, love is patient and kind. Love is not jealous or boastful, or proud, or rude. It does not demand its own way. It is not irritable, and it keeps no record of being wronged. It does not rejoice about injustice, but rejoices whenever the truth wins out. Love never gives up, never loses faith. It's always hopeful and endures through every circumstance. So if we want to walk in love, this is a template, this is a guide. And I know it's not easy, but we can also see one of the goals we set for the year, being patient, can only be fulfilled through love, because love is patient. Love is what bonds everything. I hope that we will be able to utilize all this that we've learned since the beginning of the year to make our year a great success as we pursue these 5 goals. Thank you for listening to this episode. I pray that the Lord will increase our love for Him and for His people. In Jesus' name, have a blessed day. Until next time, bye. If this episode has blessed you, we encourage you to share with your friends and loved ones who believe that God wants to use this episode to speak to multitudes. And with your help, we will get this message across. Until next time.